Welcome to the one and only 127 FM, only found here.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your excellent host. I am Mirza, and my amazing co-host is Shafi'i.
Hi everyone! Mirza, what's with this loud music?
It is to hype players up before a sports game.
Why do we need to hype ourselves up with this song? What's the reason?
As today, we will be talking about one of the most popular hobby or sport that Singaporean youths do nowadays.
Ooh, that really sounds like it's a fun and interesting sport. What is it? I'm interested.
Actually, it is a fun hobby and sport. It is also considered one of the most popular sports in Singapore.
Wow, Mirza, can you tell me more about this sport?
It is rugby. It is a game where each team can start with up to 15 players and up to 7 substitutes. You have to get the ball into the goal zone. It's just that easy. But you can only pass to the teammate behind you.
The goal zone is called the try line, right? I heard it from my friend.
That's right. It's called a try line. Wow, you're great. Now, I'll give you some fun facts. Rugby only started in 1823. And although you see males playing rugby, females can also play rugby too.
Thanks! But you must really know more than me about rugby, Mirza, since you know all those facts. However, Mirza, how do we start the game?
It is called a kickoff. It is when a kicker from a team would kick the ball to the enemy side and the enemy have to catch it, hence starting the game.
Wow! That is a great way to start a rugby game. And Mirza, are you a rugby player since you know all these facts about rugby?
Yes, I am. As a rugby player myself, my team and I had won a silver medal in the Singapore Rugby Union Championship.
Congratulations! I have won a medal before, but it was a track and field competition, not a rugby one. Anyways, how was your beginning when you started playing rugby?
When I first joined rugby, I was unclear about the rules of rugby, just like you. I was bewildered during the training, but at the same time, I was having fun. After a couple of trainings, I got to understand the rules a little bit more. I had a rough start, but after a while, I was better than I was when I first joined rugby.
So you had no experience playing rugby when you first joined rugby?
Of course. Everybody in my CCA did not even have any experience when they first joined rugby. It was their first time playing rugby when they first joined rugby. Everybody was just blur. I was so happy that I was nominated for the captain role when I was in primary 5. Sadly, I got demoted to vice captain in primary 6.
I'm sorry, like you? I was muddled when I first joined my CCA. I have a very identical experience as yours. I was blur, lonely, muddled, and was also happy. Happy that I do what I loved in my CCA. Other than finding out about your experience, Mirza, but I also learned more about rugby, one of the most popular hobby and sport that Singaporean youth do nowadays.
I think that other people have learned more about rugby in our podcast from the facts and the rules and my experience just like you, Shafi'i. I hope that you have learned more about rugby or even learned that rugby existed.
I also hope that you can pick up rugby faster, male or female, with this information we have provided if you choose to pick it up. This is it and that is all. This is the end of 127 FM.
Thank you for tuning in.
We'll be right back.